Hello and welcome to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley on vacation, but hanging out with fan favorite Representative Francesca Hahn, candidate for governor. Fran, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for having me back.
Girl, the race is heating up, and we're talking 2 months until the primary. It's getting exciting. So this is that time where everybody is starting to differentiate and figure out what your path is to winning this. So as a physician, I wanted to sit down and talk with you specifically about healthcare, of course.
It is one of the top issues that I hear about from folks across the state. There is a lot of trepidation. Folks are scared. People who are seeing their premiums go up, people who just don't have insurance right now because it's too expensive and they'd rather just kind of, you know, wait it out or see what happens. I mean, and then healthcare workers who are devastated because they are in the middle of this and they are seeing so many people struggle. And I had a woman, I met a woman in Adams Friendship, and she got really emotional. She's an RN, works in both a nursing home and a clinic. It was a moment where we both realized that we had a lot of things that were out of our control, but also things that we could do, like bring change next year to try to make things better.
We have to make change. It just feels like we've hit rock bottom, but every time I feel that way, we hit another rock bottom. So it's time. It's time. And I noticed that when I looked at your website, you have a huge area dedicated to healthcare. I think it is the biggest policy area on your website. Clearly, this is a priority for you.
Yes.
And something that you have been very strong on has been Medicare for All. You recognize that really the federal solution to solving our healthcare crisis is Medicare for All. But that's federal. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, what are some things that you can do as future governor of Wisconsin to ensure that Wisconsinites have access to healthcare?
We have to do multiple things at once, try different pilot programs, ensure that we're still expanding Medicaid, looking at public options, making sure that we're expanding eligibility wherever we can, taking care of our care workers, at home care, folks who are doing long-term care and elder care, and work to bring down healthcare prices. We know that healthcare is expensive because healthcare prices are expensive. And so capping hospital profits, looking at accountability and transparency at clinics that are receiving tax exemptions, cracking down on claim denials. And so it is going to be a multifaceted, all cylinders firing. Within the first 100 days, we have to make sure that both the budget and legislatively, we're exploring everything that we can to ensure that more people have access to fair, cheaper healthcare.
You brought up a lot of topics there. Let's dig into a couple of them. Hospital price reform. It is one of the most politically difficult fights in healthcare because systems have enormous lobbying power. So how do you actually move that needle as governor? And do you have allies in the legislature that would take that fight on with you?
It is a cold war between insurance companies and hospitals, and folks get caught in the middle. And you're absolutely right, it can be controversial. But I think, as I mentioned before, that we have to try multiple things at the same time. And where the state is going to need to build in additional revenue can come from regulatory things, like looking at how the hospitals that are maybe charging more than what they're getting reimbursed for Medicaid, some of our nonprofit hospitals, while some do great work should be scaled and get that support from the state, others are following, the regulatory rules that came on them that from like the late 1970s. And it's difficult to see if those exemptions are actually going to care. And, in terms of allies in the legislature, with this being such an important issue, a priority issue for Wisconsinites all across the state. I think it's important that we present all of the possibilities so that we are in the best position to be able to see where we can get, you know, get to an agreement, a compromise. But I always say that the role of an elected official is ultimately to lessen suffering. And this is where government can be the most force of good, is to make sure that people are healthy. And I think one more thing, I don't know if this isn't listed on the website, but public health is a huge part of ensuring that we have preventative care measures in place, that people are able to get that localized care, because public health is funded at the local level, at the state level. And we haven't been giving our counties and cities enough resources to make sure that they are investing in preventative care and healthcare programs that are locally funded and are working in their communities. And so there's so many levels to this, and I wanna work with people. And I think many legislators will agree that we have to be working in many lanes simultaneously and getting the folks the care they deserve.
I'm so glad you mentioned public health, because it really is the foundation of our individual health, and it is so at risk because of some of the changes we've seen federally. So whatever we can do on a state level, we need to do for the people of Wisconsin. You also hit on a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and I know a lot of doctors and patients are really concerned about claim denials. You receive care, your insurance, or you go to see your doctor, your insurance company denies that care, and then you end up in this fight to get what your doctor thinks is medically necessary care, and you know that it's medically necessary. What can you do as governor of Wisconsin? What specific enforcement mechanisms are you thinking about to lessen the burden on patients and providers when it comes to claim denials?
I think it has to be about expanded and accelerated claim appeal programs. And so how can we make sure that when this happens to patients on the front end, that we're ensuring that it's a speedier process so that they have a better understanding of, you know, budgeting or how much they'll be able to fight a claim denial. And then we have some we have to look at all of the ways that the state can actually ensure that we are regulating private insurance companies from doing this. And there are different mechanisms, both through the legislature. It's going to be harder to do through the budget, which means that it might take a little bit longer. But I think that looking at ways where people get their health care first, and then doctors putting that, essentially getting the bill, having longer to be able to figure out if this is something that they can fight and get reimbursed for, if, you know, having longer periods of time to be able to fight claim denials, I think is also going to be a big part of cracking down on the insurance companies.
You mentioned cracking down on private insurers as part of the problem. You know, several people in this race for governor share similar goals when it comes to Medicaid and a public option, but you specifically have called out private insurers. Why does that distinction matter? And what does that tell voters about the way that you will govern?
It means that we have to take corporate greed and corporate priorities over, you know, we have to put people over those things. And I think the urgency of this moment with the Medicaid cuts that are coming down at the end of 2026, the number of people who have already seen their premiums skyrocket, that it's important again to look at every single option to make healthcare fairer and cheaper. And this is one of the ways that the state can look at how we can make sure that those who may be taking advantage of exemptions, or they're doing this more because they know that there aren't accountability measures. And so I think discouraging, making Wisconsin a more hostile place for folks who don't have the people's interests in mind first and they'd rather focus on profits, that we send a clear message that that is not going to happen here in Wisconsin because we're putting our communities, our residents first. And that is something that, you know, I would like to see happen across multiple departments and multiple issues across the state. And it's one of the things we haven't prioritized. So then we have to ask ourselves, is that one of the reasons why we're here?
I think that has been a resounding theme of your campaign from the beginning. It's about the people, not the corporations, whether it's healthcare or workers' rights or anything. That is the base of your platform, and I love it. Let's turn now specifically to something that you and I both care deeply about, maternal health care. When you talk about maternal health care, you don't just talk about abortion. You talk about all of the other social determinants that make it possible for people to have healthy pregnancies, like time to take off to when you have a baby. Yeah. What's the word that I'm looking for? Parental leave.
Yeah.
Yes. Postpartum Medicaid extension. You were a huge supporter of that. Just recognizing that being able to fund childcare and all of those other things tie into solid maternal health care. How do you then, as a legislator and a candidate for governor, talk about maternal health in a way that actually moves people? It's really easy to say protect abortion, but it's hard to bring in all of those other pieces and have a meaningful conversation about this complex issue.
I think first it's important to frame this as an issue of freedom, that when we have abortion freedom across the state, when there is abortion freedom for all people who get pregnant, and you know, when women are able to take care of themselves and their families, it's good for all, it's good for their communities. And so framing it as freedom so that people think more about how, oh, if these rights and these freedoms from someone can be taken away, then could something happen to me? And when it comes specifically to policies, you know, childcare, paid leave, increased wages, ensuring that you have workers' rights, these are all tied to making sure that women aren't stressed when they're pregnant. They know that these different, whether it's a social insurance program like paid leave for all and affordable childcare are available. You know, it's stressful enough sometimes, pre, during, post-pregnancy.
The whole thing.
And I think it's important to remember that those stress measures, even though it's harder to measure, that we're thinking about how to make the conditions in which when you are pregnant or right before pregnancy are helping you make good decisions about how to have a healthy pregnancy. And I think childcare there is a huge piece, which is why we're pushing for universal childcare and ensuring that the subsidies are available to all families.
Amazing. As the mom of four kids, that would have been an absolute game changer for me when my kids were young. You've also committed, I want to talk specifically about abortion, to a constitutional amendment to protect the right to receive an abortion. What does that timeline look like for people who are not familiar with the constitutional amendment process? It's not something that you can just flip a switch in Wisconsin. It's a process.
Yes. So the amendment has to be introduced in two consecutive legislative sessions. And so before it can go on the ballot, and I know that the Republicans have been doing this in bad faith actions to confuse folks across the state, where we are seeing questions that are shaped, the questions are asked in a way that we're not quite sure what the consequences are, right? Especially when it comes mm-hmm. to voting rights and voter ID and things that were, you saw on your ballot were questions on the ballot. Those are actually the things that are going to be constitutional amendments. So I'd like to see the right to an abortion, introducing that resolution two sessions in a row, so that'll be within, you know, 3.5, 4 years, and then taking it to the voters to make sure that, you know, we're telling Wisconsin that this is what we want to prioritize and make sure that the right to abortion continues to exist and is protected in our state through our Constitution.
That would be amazing to have the right to make your own decisions mm-hmm. about your own body within 3 to 4 years. I'm feeling this blue trifecta. I'm going to will it into being, and you are a huge part of it. Which leads me to my last question. We are at the point in this race where you really need to set yourself apart, and you are a unique candidate. What is it about you, Francesca Hong, that sets you apart from this pack?
It's my story and where I'm at right now in this moment to be able to relate to voters, people who felt left behind, folks who are struggling because they're a renter like I am, are amazing single moms who are out there. You know, I have a keen understanding of what folks are going through, but my story is that I don't come from a political, you know, family or background. I'm a service industry worker. A proud service industry worker, and I owned a restaurant for 7 years. And I think what I've learned in my time as being a service industry worker is that, you know, I'm going to put other people first always. And it matters to me that we are bringing folks together to talk about issues, to share a meal, and to not only make sure that more people have a voice at the table, but that we're expanding that table. So what differentiates me is really, well, my ability to relate to working class people all across the state because of my story, helping people realize that I'm an ordinary person just like them. I don't think that I'm better than anyone else. And if we have folks who are seeing themselves as equals to the people, we're going to put the people first.
I think that's the thing that makes you the fan favorite. Every time I post about you on my social media, people just light up because you, I think, resonate with them. They feel what you just said. Thank you, my friend, Francesca Hong, candidate for Wisconsin governor, for spending a little time with me this morning.
Oh, happy to be back. Thanks so much, Kristen.